Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Pacific Watch with Jeff Bliss. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We go immediately to East Bay. East Bay and the drought. The great concern about drought and what is to be done. Jeff, we start in the north because the drought conditions have been in place there for several weeks. The drought is all through the west, but we start in East Bay and then we'll move around the bay. What is to be done, Jeff? What are the answers in East Bay?
Oh, John, the answers are, well, there's a lot of suggestions, nothing solid yet. One of the problems is that some of the areas in the East Bay and in California in general don't have the money, or they say they don't have the money they need to purchase the equipment or to fund the firefighters they need. When they first passed Proposition 13 back in 1978, which limited property taxes, people were pretty happy about it. But over the years, governments in some cases haven't changed the way they spend money, and of course they've been running out. Now they're saying they need money to take care of the drought condition, to deal with the fire, you name it. And the fire season we have ahead of us will be one of those things that people use as leverage to try to change the way taxes are paid or assessed in California. But in the meantime, there's a lot of concern of how we're going to be able to deal with this with a limited amount of resources, whether it's firefighting apparatus or actual people power out there on the lines.
Contra Costa County is next, and I'm learning the geography from Jeff. Contra Costa County is in the circle away from East Bay. The reason we're going to Contra Costa now, Jeff, is that the concern for the drought as well, but also what is to be done. This is to protect the water supplies, an emergency project. What are they doing?
So in the Delta area, that's water that's coming from the inland area, such as the mountains and the rivers, and flowing out to the bay. You have a place where salt water and fresh water mix. And, of course, that area is very rich farmland up there, and there's a great concern over what happens if salt water ever gets into the freshwater, pumps out to the fields, breaks to the levees. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to keep the salt water away from the pumps that they use. And this is a crucial thing that people have been talking about for more than a decade. You know, we have levees in some of these areas that are over 100 years old. Some of them haven't been inspected in that long. And there's great concern that if any of these break or if there's a way that the salt water intrudes on the fresh water, you could have a disaster of huge proportions, not just talking about potable water for drinking purposes, but the crucial needs of the agriculture industry. And this is a region that doesn't just feed Northern California, it feeds the entire state as well as the United States. So if salt water gets into those farmlands, you're talking about destroying the crops, destroying the land, and putting a big chink in the economy, both of the state and the nation.
Now, this is a sad story, but it's part of the drought. Tula elk. Jeff introduced me to them several weeks past at Point Reyes National Seashore, and it's very sad. What can they do, Jeff?
Well, what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to truck in water to these elk, and these elk are considered endangered or, in a sensitive environment. They keep them walled off from the cattle in the area for various reasons, whether it's disease or grazing purposes or other safety reasons. But what happens is by walling them off, essentially, with these giant fences, it doesn't let the tule elk get to the water and even the food that they need. So they've been seeing a die-off occur among these native elk. And it's, some of these elk, these are just magnificent animals. They get up to about 700 pounds. And they were almost hunted to near extinction in the 1800s. And they've been reintroduced over time and protected. But what's been happening is through management or mismanagement, they've been dying off.
Is there a tension in the news about this, Jeff? Are people talking about it on television in Southern California?
Not in Southern California. And frankly, most people in Southern California don't know of them. It's not a region that a lot of Southern Californians get to. Usually when they get to the Bay Area, they tend to stop at San Francisco, to be quite honest with you. But a lot of the people in Northern California know about Point Reyes. They know about Tamales Bay, which is where that area is. And a lot of them do know about the elk, but few have seen them before. It's not like they're everywhere like the buffalo that you see in Yellowstone. But they are around, and most people who get there, you'll either see them or hear them. They're pretty loud.
We go to San Jose, which is south of San Francisco. I'm learning my geography. And Marin County, north of San Francisco, and San Jose, south of San Francisco, are moving to restrict water usage. Is it effective?
Not so far, because we're not really there yet. It's one of these things that time will tell. I think what people are talking about really in essence is, you know, they're laying the groundwork for something down the line. They're talking about where people can live and how much water can actually be distributed and how we can create systems that will distribute it in the future. There is a big move among environmentalists to try to limit the amount of expansion into the rural areas and, you know, the expansion of the suburbs. But there's also the need in terms of firefighting capability that's being brought forward by fire officials who are saying, look, you keep spreading this out. We can't keep up with it. We can't get the resources out there. We can't have the water lines out there. And you're really up against the wilderness. You're inviting big trouble. So you do have environmentalists and fire authorities, experts working hand in hand on this, because they feel that further, you know, expansion is going to only bring more problems for them.
Why is California without adequate water? It turns out it has to do with the winter time and the snowpack. And I'm presuming, Jeff, where does what snowpack you had this winter, where does it go?
Well, that's what a lot of people would like to know, because even though there was not as much as they usually get, people did see the snow on the mountains. There was some skiing for a while. But what happens is, you know, we've had the previous drought. We were only out of it for a few years. But during that drought, they pumped the reservoirs dry, basically, both the above ground ones and the underground ones. The underground ones are where the wells are. They're the ones that are connected to the big aquifers. And so what it caused is it caused the soil to subside. You had many places in the Central Valley where the valley floor, the farmland, actually sunk several feet. And what it also did is it created problems with the soil and kind of turned it into a sponge, and not the right way. I mean, you hope that that soil will be a sponge that will grab water and hold it. But what's happening is it's grabbing water and channeling it farther down into the ground or somewhere else, because it's not there when they're drilling for it or going to the wells. The well is dry, as they say.
California has planners at UC Berkeley, I learned from you, and a nonprofit think tank named Next 10, talking about where people are living, where the villages and towns and residences are near the wildfires. Jeff, do you have zoning that can order people to remove their homes because they're in danger of being attacked by the wildfires? Can that happen by the government out of Sacramento?
That's a good question. I think that's probably a question for somebody who understands about eminent domain and the taking clause, those types of things in the legal realm. But there are people who are talking about it. Again, you have environmentalists and you have firefighters who say, you know, we can't just keep going up there and putting our necks on the line for these homes, these people living out in these areas. And it doesn't make sense to keep spending all that money, you know, wasting the treasury on these people who are out there. So there is a move on some people's parts to, if not try to reduce it, to curtail any certain expansion. I think they're going to have some luck when it comes to building out. I think what they're going to do is they're going to create new zoning rules that say, look, this is as far as you go and no farther, because we just can't afford to keep fighting these fires out there and, you know, pulling your bacon out of the fire, so to speak.
30 seconds, Jeff. Somebody stole a whole lot of pistachios. We're making people hungry now. 42,000 pounds of pistachios. They caught the criminal. Pistachios are worth a lot of money, Jeff. This is a cash crop.
That's right. It's the theft of agricultural, you know, products, whether they're, you know, rustling cows and horses or, crops, fruits and nuts and things like that. not uncommon. You know, the predators, the criminals go where the money is, and there's certainly big money in agriculture. So stealing 42,000 pounds of pistachios, I'm not surprised.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.